This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Slacker and Steve on demand.
I think basically what we want to talk about is we want to talk if you're the worst gift giver ever or you've gotten the worst gift ever.
Yeah.
There's a new study out from Delish.com asking brides to talk about the worst wedding gifts they ever got.
Yeah.
One of the worst ones is a teacup saucer with the names of the gift givers engraved on that.
Wait a second. That'd be like you and I giving, you know, Slacker and Steve, we put our name on their cup and saucer.
Do you remember that I've done this?
Uh-uh. Wait, what?
I didn't realize that I did it, but I did it.
Well, you were giving a gift to someone else and you...
This is one of my most embarrassing moments. And I like...
How'd that happen?
When I got married the first time.
Okay.
They're all a blur. Somebody had got me like a really nice Tiffany picture frame.
Nice. It's for her though.
Yeah. But I mean, dude, like think about even my house now. I have a nice house. I really like my house. I don't have a place where I would put a nice picture frame
like
that. Oh,
I see.
That.
Yeah, I see what
it's
you're
like,
saying.
It's just so... And it's like, oh, here, I'm going to put this picture frame here.
By Tiffany.
So, like, it's the blue box, and you open it, and I pulled just far enough, and I looked at it, and it's all, like, glass, and, like, it was a beautiful, like the smoky glass kind of picture frame. I was like, that's beautiful. I shoved it back in there. I'm like, oh, my God, thank you guys so much. Yay. Moving on. Fast forward 6 months. Somebody's getting married. I'm like... Let's give.
Oh, because you didn't rip the whole package open.
No,
because
it's just like, we're good. Let's give the Tiffany picture frame.
That thing from Tiffany.
Give it to them. Done and done. It was one of those weddings where they opened the gifts in front of us.
Mm.
So they open it up. I'm like, they're going to love this. Tiffany looks like a drop like $200-$300 on this thing. Yes. They open it up, pull it out. And inside the picture frame was Sticky and I's engagement picture.
Oh!
They had gone out and got our picture, had it blown up into the 11 by 6 or whatever
so
it was.
So thoughtful.
So thoughtful.
Yeah. But you were doing the smart thing. Don't rip in the box.
Don't rip the box.
We can re-gift this. Oh, no, there's our picture on it.
So then it looks like my wedding gift to you is
your wedding
picture. My picture.
So what they say, like,
they're like, oh, that's cool. I'm like, no, I just put that in there. That is a joke. Crap head.
Look at the Tiffany part. The Tiffany part.
No. But that's a total joke. I was either going to put me or.
They buy it or they.
No.
They were just. They knew.
Oh, God.
So they asked you to leave.
It was like.
Take your Tiffany thing.
So, you know, food at our wedding cost $200 a head. Right, but I'm sure whoever bought me that frame had spent about that much.
So isn't it even...
It's all still barter.
It's basically...
Right?
Yeah.
Somebody gave me a used waffle iron at that same wedding.
I know who did it.
Yeah, you do.
And then you got to the part because they still had the batter. It was like the dried batter was still on it.
Yeah, because I actually wanted it. It's not every time in your life that you want a waffle iron. Because right now I'm at a point in my life... Where I don't want a waffle iron.
No.
I'm satisfied with Eggos.
Okay, you've had the Belgians, you've done the exotics and all that.
You know how long it takes? My kids get so mad at me. They're like,
toaster.
Dad, let's make pancakes today. I'm like, how about I just get the... Because Eggo makes pancakes too. You just microwave them, like, there you go. They're like, make them on this... No.
No, you're right. Just throw them in the toaster, done.
One little button. Hit the bagel button. It's a little too long.
Oh, mine is a...
You have a pancake button?
I don't. It has a bagel button, but it has an altered, like a extra other button.
Other. Yeah, so for that's other, your other yes. Time that one out?
Yes.
This was timed perfectly for Eggo. Anyway, this was at a time in my life where I wanted to make waffles, and I pulled that bad boy out and getting warmed it up, and you could already smell waffles. I'm like, how is that possible? Because there was waffle batter all over this stupid...
They didn't even throw in a washer.
No!
They literally got done eating, shoved it back in the...
I'm done with waffles. Let's give it to Slacker for his wedding. Okay. So I re-gifted that one, too.
You did.
But I washed it.
That's cool.
Did you ever get... Now, these don't all have to be wedding presents. We want your worst gift you've ever got. I feel like you also share with me your grandparents probably when they started to get a little cuckoo.
Yeah.
What'd they give you?
They would just whatever's handy, like an egg beater or something, and put it in a bag and wrap it.
Because they're farm people and they're whatever's... you'll eventually need a hammer, right? You're like, what?
Parts of an electric fence.
Yes! And you're four. Like, all right, well.
What happened to the $2 bills you used to throw in a car?
My parents, that's all they do. That's all they give my kids.
It's $2
bills? $2 bills.
God bless them.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, dude, you're going to, now you're going, here we go. Okay. All right. Let her rip.
I find the $2 bill to be one of the worst gifts you can give.
It's not endearing?
I find it endearing as hell.
Okay.
But because there is an entire generation, we call them millennials, and what's after the millennials, the Z's and stuff.
Something, yeah.
That for some reason we're never educated on the currencies available in the United States of America.
Oh, I know what you're about to say.
You walk, my kids into like the arcade and they're like, yeah, we want to play. Here's like $4 or $2 bills. And the clerk's always like, $2 bills. That's funny, kid. Nice try.
They think because they've never heard of them.
They think it's something they printed at the printer. Oh, yeah, nice try there, kid. Hey, you know, that's a federal offense. It's like, it's not. That's actual currency. Yeah.
Your 9-year-old is pointing on there. It says legal tender.
It's right.
Right here for debts, private.
And my parents even have some of the ones, and I bet you'd want these with the red writing on them.
Get out.
Legit.
Dude, this is precious. Stop giving them to the kids. Yeah, don't give them wasted on kids.
I have some. You want them?
Yes.
How much are you willing to pay?
Okay, whatever.
They're not going to be $2.
I'll trade you this waffle iron that has a little bit of...
with a Tiffany... So, bottom line is, we would love to hear... I mean, Steve got parts of an electric fence.
When I was four.
I got soap on a rope.
You got Pope rope. Was it Pope on a rope?
I've had Pope on a rope, but from my grandparents, I got soap on a rope. It was a baseball.
I used to get from, it was Avon. I think they got it from Avon. Yes.
It had definitely been through the shower.
Man, what? First, it had like hairs on it. It was all misshapen from the shower.
Thankfully, no hairs.
Oh, they did take time to.
But it definitely didn't have all the stitches.
Oh, man.
So it had been.
Nana threw
it. It had been rubbed on places.
On Nana.
And the other thing they used to give me, which I kind of wish I had back.
Oh, what?
Those, again, millennials, you're not going to understand what I'm saying. Sorry. There used to be, God, I can't wait to watch your face when I say this. There used to be perfume bottles and cologne bottles in the shape of race cars.
Dude, I had a green glass one.
Yes.
Of a race car. Yes.
And the front screwed off.
Yes. Or the spare tire in the back.
Yes.
Yes. It was Avon again.
And it was like there was an open wheel car, like an Indy car. Yep. There was a NASCAR.
Yeah,
and there was a Model T. And you.
I swear we had the same set.
We did.
Yeah.
But they would give me those bottles after they'd used all the cologne. So it's kind of a, well, what do you, a 4-year-old doesn't need cologne. So it would have been stupid. I don't know which would have been the worst gift, giving me smell.
Or the heavy glass car that you could see.
It was all terrible ideas.
That's from Nana.
But from Nana. So whether it was like your Nana or somebody gave you a terrible gift at a wedding or just your stupid husband got you the wrong thing at Christmas. Aww. We want to hear about the worst gift ever. Nicole?
Yes.
Worst gift.
Yeah. I got light bulbs for headlamps for a Jeep.
Oh.
That I've never even owned a Jeep in my whole life. For Christmas.
Wait a minute. Did that person who gave them to you, did they happen to own a Jeep?
No. Actually, we both had Saturns at the time.
So what was the point?
I'm not sure. I'm pretty sure that he forgot Christmas morning was like a gift giving thing and that he had to go to the gas station and that was the first thing he saw.
Oh, I thought he took them out of his own Jeep and then just threw them in a box.
They were actually still in the wrapper, but
for your
he
Saturn.
Couldn't even find something that was in the wheel.
Right.
Buy you like a high-end can opener
like
or something.
Air freshener or fuzzy dice, nothing. Nope, light bulbs for headlamps.
So you had to go out and buy a new Jeep.
I just want you to know that every year that you stay with me, you'll get one more part to a Jeep.
Here's the fan.
And if we grow old together.
Oh, you're going to have a new
You
car.
Might almost have enough. I'm sorry, that's a pretty good gift.
That one bad. every year.
Yeah,
every,
that was the worst, and everybody at work had a chuckle for a good 6 months.
That's awesome.
Thank you for the call. You couldn't just give one part a year. You'd have to give a part a week.
A week?
So 52 parts a year.
So you have like the hood, and then you have like the brakes.
And if you stay long enough, or you like you had good relations that week, you buy them a tire or something.
Oh, wow. Then
you know what I mean?
Eventually they have a new...
Yeah, you got enough for a Jeep.
They have to assemble it all. But it's
I feel like Jeep, if you had your heads on,
okay,
you'd start selling your Jeeps that way.
Part about...
Yeah, it's like it's trying to motivate someone to be better in bed.
Okay.
Right. I don't know. I'm just spitballing here.
What are those things where you find a cup, they're in a cup, and they're in a cup, they're in a, those dolls.
Oh, the nesting dolls.
That's how you do with your Jeep parts.
Yes.
You just said, yeah, you have a big behind and you have the smaller bedrooms.
And just keep unnesting little parts of a Jeep. Then you also learn auto mechanicry.
Mechanicry. I like it.
I feel like that's probably not a word. Tracy.
Yay.
We don't even know what we're talking about.
Right?
Maybe you do. I think it's how to build a Jeep. No, it's worst gift.
No, I do not know how to build a Jeep.
Okay.
But I do have a great story of a horrible gift.
What is it?
We adopted a little baby, and my brother-in-law, who is an alcoholic, brought a broken duck yard ornament for a gift to the baby shower.
Okay.
I don't know why you're being rude. You don't understand that the broken duck is the Chinese symbol for fertility and adoption.
Yeah, whatever.
Did he try to explain it that way? Because that's what I would have done.
That was actually kind of...
I'm pretty good at balderdash. It's like, what? You don't know this? In certain Middle Eastern, I mean Eastern cultures, the broken duck is a...
And you're going to like it.
It's long, prosperous, adoptive life is what it means.
Thanks for the reframe.
Wow. Thank you for the call, Tracy.
That's so...
Yeah, it's sad. Shelly?
Yeah.
What's your worst gift ever?
Yeah. A bidet. My husband got me a bidet for Christmas.
Wait, that's one of those French type of urinals, right? Where you...
Well, it's pretty much every country but ours.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but it wasn't the one that was heated. It was the one that was like not heated.
So I'm sorry, you can't have cold water shot up your hoo-ha.
No, we need it to be warm, please.
That's when you don't have to wipe.
Well, you still yes, don't go to a foreign country. You still wipe at the end.
Oh, the
still
water.
Dry.
Oh, you pat,
yeah.
You pat.
Yeah,
down.
So, but it's because you don't want to put, like when we go to Brazil, it's all septic and stuff. So septic tanks.
Yeah.
So you don't want to put a bunch of toilet paper down in there because
it
mucks up the system. Yeah. So you don't put any toilet paper down. So the toilet paper you use to wipe after you've washed yourself, you know, the thing that comes when you're at your kitchen sink, the thing that comes out next to it where you can spray the little hose thing.
Yeah.
It's basically that attaches to your toilet. So you're just sitting there and you reach over and you grab that thing. And you like go
that,
and
like
give
a
yourself a happy
hose
face.
And I just
garden hose with the attachment on it. I turn mine on jet.
Okay.
Whatever. I feel like you're a missed guy.
Worst gift ever.
Wait,
have it?
Okay.
Yeah, hold on. We're going to try different nozzle speeds on Steve. We'll get back with you.
I feel like it's one of those.
Like a water willy. Steve, I got you a special bidet. Comes with a slip and slide. You're going to love it.
Slacker and Steve.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.